I don't know any better than hard work. And I want our football team to have that mentality.
Strong work ethic and you're mentally tough, then you're going to get the job done. Have the opportunity to wear the purple and gold.
This is here is just to show that I'll compete at a high level, lead this team.
The calling card of the 2015 Minnesota Vikings was their defense.
Rivers back to pass. Hey, sacked and he's crushed. Play action by Foles. Hey, sacked by Linval Joseph.
As the 2016 NFL draft approached, the Vikings would have been more than happy to add another first-round pick to that defensive group. But when a playmaking wide receiver who fills a position of need was available at pick number 23, they jumped at the chance to add another weapon to the offense.
With the 23rd pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Minnesota Vikings select Laquon Treadwell, wide receiver, Ole Miss.
What he's going to bring to our offense is just that large catching radius, a guy that's very physical, maybe the best run blocker that I've seen in years coming out, but also can make big-time catches with his large hands and catching radius.
The former Ole Miss wideout helps the Vikings fill a void and provides another threat on the offensive side of the ball. After a dominating season with over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns, the 20-year-old heard his name called as the newest member of the Minnesota Vikings.
This kid is really a lot like I'm trying to build this football team. He's a tough, physical player that's a heck of a competitor.
The defense got a new addition in the second round as general manager Rick Spielman and his staff boosted their already talented secondary with the addition of Clemson cornerback Mackenzie Alexander with a 54th overall selection.
Very competitive corner, another guy that has a lot of passion for the game. We see him as a potential nick and also the ability to flex and play outside as well. Love the way he played the game. He plays with smarts and savvy that we're looking for, and is a highly competitive kid.
A redshirt sophomore, Alexander helped lead Clemson to last season's national championship game as a second-team All-American. His statistics might not create a lot of flash, but there's no doubt he is a shutdown defender.
He didn't have a lot of balls completed on him also, and that's the most important thing. And I know Zim preaches, you know, interceptions and turnovers are key, but also if the one thing that I hear Zim preach to our players out of practice is don't let your man catch the ball. And that criteria he checks the box in.
After trading their pick in the third round to the Dolphins for a sixth-round pick and a third and fourth-round pick in 2017, the Vikings went offensive line in the fourth round, selecting Western Michigan tackle Willie Beavers.
He was up there high on our board, just kind of sticking out, and you know, he played in, you know, at Western Michigan, but he played against some good competition. I mean, I watched him myself when I went through there versus Michigan State. They've got a pretty good front, and he more than, you know, handled his own. So we're very excited about adding him, and you know, we know he can play left tackle. He can also slide inside the guard.
After Beavers was selected, the Vikings wrapped up the final day of the draft by selecting two linebackers, a tight end, safety, and a wide receiver who made history as the first player to be drafted straight from Europe.
We're very intrigued with his potential, his upside, because you can't find that size, that speed, and all the athletic test numbers that he had.
Moritz comes to Minnesota as more than just a headline pick. He has the skills and talent to make this roster, something each and every member of the team's eight draft choices are hoping to achieve. After a playoff berth and division title in 2015, roster spots are tough to secure, but the Vikings are hoping these newest additions impress and play a big role in a successful 2016 season.
Feel very excited about this draft class. It was our last opportunity to add to this roster, and I think we helped improve our roster over the weekend, and anxious now to get started on the football side. I know the coaches are very excited to get started working with these guys and look forward to what's ahead.